You cannot be serious!
Just checking in with our studio audience here. Young, can't mention his name, Paul.
Ivan.
He's sitting over there wondering, I'm just interested to know, you could only do this by a nod or a shake of his head. Is this what you thought this would be like, Paul? Or you can have a, you can speak if you like. Probably into the microphone be good, Paul, if we've got
well,
you.
Well, that was going to be one of my observations. Don has got his mouth right up on the microphone.
Well, it's taken a year to get him to do it. Now he's just got it so
close,
he's going to bite the...
shit that I put up with, Paul, don't you? It's always been in this position.
And the second... Yes.
Microphone, Paul.
You just told someone about the microphone thing and now you're not doing it.
Sorry, is that better?
Don't worry, Paul.
The mobile phone. Whose mobile phone's gone off? Not Don's.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
Rocket Rod's.
And who else?
I thought it was the guest, that's why.
And who else? Johnny. Johnny's taken a call in the meantime as well. So.
And my phone call was an art dealer for Sam.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, good. I'm glad you've done that. Well done.
Thanks, Paul.
Well done, Paul. Shut up. Now,
Ivan Milat look-alike. Ivan didn't smile. Oh, yeah, he did. He's got that. You've got that weird smile
you
too.
You really do look like
you
him.
You do. You do.
He did. Ivan Milat did to backpackers what.
What Paul did to what?
What Sir Robert Helpman did to Oxy Welding. Now you don't know who Sir Robert Helpman is. Now Don. We're just breaking news. We could just speak quickly about Tiger Woods, who's obviously pranged one of his tournament that he was hosting, the Genesis International. I think he was driving a Genesis, which is a byproduct of some car company.
Hyundai.
Lexus is a byproduct of Toyota, but they don't mention Toyota at all when you buy a Lexus. And I don't think Genesis...
Keep going.
Well, he's... they had to cut him out of the Genesis, and I'm wondering if he might have been on prescription drugs. He's allowed to be on prescription drugs because he's got chronic back industry, but injury. Yeah. But not saying he is, but if he is, that will be all hell to pay.
Didn't look good on the news footage. The car was off the road, whether they pulled it off the road, but it was in a bit of a
pulled
crumple.
It off the road upside down.
Crumpled mess.
Yeah, they would have pulled it off the road and turned it upside down and built
it
in the panels.
Did he go? Did it roll off off into the onto the side of the road?
Of course it did.
Well, you know, it'd be on a freeway. How would it happen?
Yeah, so that's that.
And could I just start with something which really does concern me a little bit? And in the sport that we participated in, football, do you realise in a you know, and other people told me a couple of things when I started to question. To play, to get a junior to play football, and this particular mother who alerted me to this is...
Gestational parent.
What?
Gestational parent. Not allowed to use mother. Fucker. Gestational parent, she is.
Well, this lady...
Gestational parent.
Turek?
No.
Your friend, your doctor friend?
Well, the boy belonged, you know, they were going to under 10s at Strathmore Football Club. And she got...
Oh, mentioning...
Ooh, freshie.
Yeah,
what?
Just...
Fresh one.
What do you mean?
Just a new lady.
Yeah, just mentioning the whole thing she mightn't have wanted you to mention, the Strathmore under 10s. Yeah, go on. She's not
a
MILF, is she?
Okay, well, the boy is not going to play because of what she was just forwarded, which is a family membership. Now, this is for... I thought... We try to encourage people to play football. Now, to play football, she's got to find $330 for family membership. Raffle tickets will cost $200 for the year. A COVID fee, which is $50, and you pay your weekly match fees, prior to the season started. It's total $690.
Truth.
To play under 10 football for one boy. Now, I thought we're trying to encourage people to play. They tell me soccer is as dear, if not a little bit dearer, if you want boys to play soccer in a team. I don't think this is what sport is all about. It should be available to all. It's not elitist, but it is becoming.
Maybe the AFL could allocate some funds to nurturing country football.
Well, I just
think
anyway, that's another the AFL's another issue that should be investigated. But
we used
this
to pay.
Is what, beg your pardon?
We used to have to pay like a fee for the game for the umpire.
Well, yes, but it was a nominal fee. What was it? It wasn't, well, wasn't
relative,
terribly
isn't it?
Much.
Mm. Yeah, but that's what I'm
saying. But hang on, mate. There's $690 for the year.
What are the raffle tickets for? They're probably
$200. Well,
for what?
Go
but you sell those
hampers.
Well, you've got to pay the $200.
You still sell them.
Well,
get the money
well,
back.
Do you?
Well, you can. You have the option.
Well,
to sell
I
those.
Don't know.
We used to run raffles down at Geelong. We used to we raffled the same television. 10 years, we said right that
the Rank Arena.
You used to pretend that someone had won it, and say there it is again up this week. You say it looks like the one that was there last week. You said no, we've bought a job lot of televisions, and in the end it was a Rank Arena. After 20 years, they said Rank Arena haven't been in business for a decade. I said no, but we just got a lot of them out the back.
Was this under Jack Jennings' stewardship?
Jack, genial Jack, the
highlight of playing Geelong was going to the after match when yep. Jack Jennings would get up and welcome you,
he'd
the
say,
visiting team.
Yes, so he'd say, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Things worth saying, it's worth listening to. Nice to know nice people. He said, gather around. Genial Jack, the affable cat here. And he said, it's great to be here. He said, yes. And then
my friends are your friends and everyone is friends.
That's right, are your friends. That's right. Yeah, that's right. And then he introduced, I told you that I'd tell you this on air about when they unfurled the flag. I didn't know yet. I couldn't remember.
What? Go on. Yeah,
no, he Jack,
told it last week.
I did. What? Yeah, no, I did.
Not on the podcast.
No, I did.
Yes, he did.
Unfurled the flag out at 1964 when they won the premiership in 63. In 63 they won the premiership, so I unfurled the flag in 64, first game, and there's Sir Kenneth Luke there and his wife, and I've said all this.
No, you haven't.
Is
that
Lady Sir Kenneth Luke or whatever?
Shut up, Rodney. Go on.
Last week, Don.
I didn't. Go, tell me again.
You weren't listening because you weren't interested.
Go on, tell me.
He said, he was out the public address and the sides were lined up on each side of the thing, and Jack's out there as they unfurled. He said, well, it's an auspicious occasion, ladies and gentlemen. If a thing's worth saying, it's worth listening to. Nice to see nice people. He said, and I'd like to welcome Sir Kenneth and Sir Lady Luke. And Sir Kenneth and Sir Lady
Why
Luke.
Why is it funny this week and not last
Shut
week?
Shut up, because I didn't know I was tuned out.
So Sir Lady Luke had that sort of quizzical look on her face and thought, who's this fucking idiot? And Jack went on, he said, I've never had such a proud moment riding with the boys that I love. He said, in the motor arcade through the city. It was actually through an arcade that he drove the motor arcade. So he said, the motor arcade through the city, and isn't the ground look fantastic? And I'd like a special word of thanks to the creator who has prepared the ground something savage today. It's fantastic and all the best. And if a thing's worth saying, it's worth listening to, and goodbye.
What did Jack do away from football?
Jack was a car salesman
really?
For Winter and
he
Taylor.
Last
week. Yep.
He
was
serious?
The president.
Where was I?
Where
Mate,
were you?
Dealing with you.
You're in your
like,
own particular world,
it's
Don.
It's like the movie 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So that was your story about good. I was very
what
interested.
Story we're talking.
Very interested about the $200 raffle and the 330 and the COVID input. I was interested in that, Don. So don't say I'm not interested in your topics. And my question was, do you think? I know you're probably not that interested. How do you reckon Collingwood will go this year, seeing as they have had Eddie Maguire fall on his sword for no reason, just contrived, feigned indignation from the shitheads that have rounded him up and want him out of business.
Hang on, but what happens off the field doesn't reflect on the field. Well, it could.
That's my point. I reckon the top office, if you've got a strong top office, you always have a strong bottom office. That's the playing
Yeah, that's true,
department.
But Richmond had a lot of problems around
yes.
it last year and they won a premiership.
Yes, talent.
But I think
Collingwood
I think in reflection, and I thought about it through the week, the whole committee
double negative
should
on reflection.
That's a double negative. I think on reflection. Just on reflection.
He said in reflection.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah. Okay, I think the whole committee should resign. Why should Eddie
en masse.
Maguire
yes.
resign? En masse. The others
en masse, I said. En masse.
In mass.
Not in mass, you idiot.
Well, that's where you go if you're praying, Catholics.
That's right.
They go into mass.
You go into masturbation. You and that Don.
So my point is that the whole committee should resign and start again if they've got a problem there.
But you're not suggesting that does actually happen, though, eh?
What?
You're saying if it's one, then it's all.
Yeah, in this case, why should one be singled out?
All leadership positions.
A spill.
Well, yes, the whole committee. They're responsible. What Just don't tell me that Eddie Maguire ran the whole place.
What about management?
Well, he's saying that.
How far do you want to take it?
That's what I'm my
how
point.
How far do you want to take it?
That's what he's saying, Don. In Rocket, that's what. And Don, I'm backing you up here. That's what you're saying, aren't you? Or didn't you say that?
Well, he stopped the committee.
You stopped the committee, did you?
I stopped the committee, but then Rod brought up administration. Yeah, if it's a problem.
Well, that's the committee, isn't it?
No, administration's different. The paid administrators, the CEO, the whatever goes through the administrative side, the voluntary, the administrator, the committee or directors, they're unpaid officials.
All right, so...
You're using our Lord's name in vain again.
And I'm sorry, Donald.
You're an atheist, Don.
I know.
So why are you...
It's been ingrained into... My grandmother used to chastise me all the time.
Are you a believer, Don? Do you believe in something?
I believe in something, but I don't know what.
Justin Bieber.
Who?
You're a believer.
You believe that they went up to Mars 200 million miles away? Do you believe that?
No, I don't know. They could have just gone around the back and put a curtain up.
A hoax?
No, a conspiracy.
How in Someone God's at the door, name Rodney, can get you up. Launch a satellite to do that? So, now, musical bells.
Tube a little bit.
I watched the tennis. Lacklustre tennis, which was a financial disaster. Watched the tennis, the Australian Open. Not sure how it ever went ahead, but seeing as it did, well done to Mr. Tiley. Watch Channel 9. Watch the end of it, and here's my thing. No one ever learns. As the two combatants walked towards the net, they had a close-up of their heads, and I thought, good, they're going to stay on their heads, because I was on this with the people at 9. I said, when you produce sport, why can't you get the emotion of sport? So just as they shook hands, they went back to a long shot of them. No one has any idea how to film sport. You've got to get the emotion.
So what do you... Yeah, so what do you say should have been close on them?
Close on their heads so that when they shake hands, you can see if they say well done or bad luck or good on you or they do.
I made a suggestion when I was at 7, as far as camera positions go, to give people an idea of what they actually do when serving the ball by having a camera set up somewhere behind the receiver to actually see what they do when they serve the ball.
So
you can actually set up in such a way that
a
you can...
static camera.
Yeah, so you can actually see how they move the ball and where they put it.
So it had curves and spins.
Exactly, because when you're up above, you just don't appreciate what they're doing with the ball.
And I thought that was a very good suggestion, Don.
That fell on deaf ears.
Did it?
You make suggestions, and this
you know
is what
who should
yeah,
be
this
producing
man over
sport?
Here was one of these people, a production person.
That's right. He should be producing
no,
sport.
No, no, no. They
7.
Do not like. They can tell you as a commentator what to do. They've never commentated in their lives. These production
but
people.
I've said that to you.
They just be quiet, and then as a commentator, you've got an idea, and because you're going to usurp their authority, or you might. It might be a good idea and you show them up, they don't listen.
What a load of bullshit.
It is not a load of bullshit. It's fair dinkum.
What about live mics? We tell you about
Who?
Those live mics.
Oh, jeez.
That's what cost you your job,
didn't
it?
Oh, I know.
Who'd you have a go at?
No, we're not.
Bruce.
No, we're not going there.
What'd you say?
Is Bruce calling the football this year?
What did you say about Bruce?
Keep going.
Is Bruce calling the football this year? I think he's just about... past the use-by date, Bruce, isn't he?
He probably won't because there's Olympics on.
Will the Olympics be on?
Well, okay.
It's how extraordinary if they're on. Now, Don, what was I going to say then about what were you just talking about, please? Because I was about to say something about...
Well, while you're getting
about tennis.
Yes. So do you think, Don, how much better was the tennis when they didn't have linesmen there? They just rely on the technology to say if the ball's in or out. There's no arguments about any of that, and you can question every decision if you like, because the umpire has it on his little screen and he can see immediately if it's in or out. He said it was out and there's no arguments.
Well, I think it'll save the tennis people a lot of money by
it'll
having
save the game.
Do we need cricket umpires anymore then?
No.
Oh,
I'm trying to think of what they do other than
I would
the
get
jumper.
I know with the cricket. Oh, this is an interesting because they do cross over. I'd get rid of technology as far as cricket goes.
So would I.
But you need the umpires
to hold
the
caps. But if
you
commit to technology, what am I missing? What could technology not make a ruling on that a live umpire does?
Hold the caps?
There must be something.
No, there's that human element that comes
into
it.
I agree with that. But you go one way or the other. You either go human element or you go all technology. But I'm trying to think, what am I missing? There's something surely that the cricket umpire can do that technology can't.
Yes, he holds the caps
and he stops bowling. They can do no balls. They obviously do LBW.
Well,
they do caught behind.
Well, the only thing is the no ball when he bowls it above his shoulder.
No, he still do that with the camera.
Rod. They hold the equipment when the bowler hands him the caps. And they seriously, and they hold.
Anybody could do that.
They hold. Well,
that's an
umpire.
A prize winner. They could be a prize winner.
They hold the hand out saying, "Don't play yet because the batsman's not ready." All that stuff. But they almost have become redundant. It's a pity they weren't redundant in AFL football, but you cannot...
What? Umpires?
Yes. Pity they weren't.
No, that adds to it. It's called interpretation.
I'm not suggesting that they do get rid of umpires. I'm just saying, like the tennis, can they do it with
I think
with
it
cricket?
Gets crowd involved. I think you get involved when there's a human element.
With the umpires in the football?
Yes.
It's
a matter of
interpretation,
and that's why people go along.
Crucified it.
Just talking about football, I was thinking through the week, and I know you've used the term, but I'm slowly starting to come around, very slowly. You say it's a Mickey Mouse competition.
Yes.
I just wondered through the week, what is the advantage, and then I thought a little bit further, of being an assisted or unassisted club in the AFL. Now, there's, I think, half a dozen clubs that are unassisted. In other words, they're financially viable.
Yes.
Now, in this time of coronavirus where the unassisted or the assisted clubs, money is going to them, which they never pay back, the clubs that are standalone, financially viable, are biting into their cash reserves. What benefit is that to the club?
You get a say in the direction of the AFL.
Oh, come on. It's a commission. It's a commission that runs the AFL. The clubs have no say whatsoever. And when you start and boil it down, what are the clubs? They're just, the AFL owns the colours and the emblem. Why do they have members?
Who, clubs?
Yes.
That's the difference, isn't it?
What?
That's one of the many differences.
Yeah, but the members don't own the club.
No, but they help fund
Once
it.
Once upon a time, they owned their emblem and
Gross
their colours.
Gross domestic product, Donald.
And in the 90s, the club surrendered their colours and their emblem to get financial assistance because they're all up the creek, literally up the creek.
So the
AFL said, we will give all of you X amount
to get
out of
it. But that was the time of Super League in the NRL.
How many members do Collingwood, or the West Coast, how many members do Collingwood have?
Well, 90,000.
Okay, say 90,000. And how much a membership? $100.
Oh, keep going. Oh, I think there were 300 when I was on the board at Hawthorn.
39. So that's $250,000 they get a year from memberships, isn't it? Or is that
$250,000?
$2.5 million.
When I was on there, if we could get 10,000 members, it was $1 million profit.
Okay, so you say why do they have members? Because the members contribute to the coffers.
What?
You didn't understand that?
Go on.
Why do you have members, you said? But I said because if the members contribute to the gross domestic product...
Based on 250, an average of 250 a membership.
It's more than
22.5 million.
It's more than... It's
$22.5 million.
That's what
though.
I told
so you, said,
you
why
for
do you
10,000
have
members. That's what I am saying. What is the point when the competition is owned wholly and solely by the VFL? Or AFL?
Because they build facilities and give...
Who build the facilities?
The club does with its revenue.
What is the point of it? The draw is not equal, number one. They have, you know, I've got to agree, that is unfair. The clubs are not owned by the members.
Mickey Mouse competition, we know that. Mickey Mouse. Now, Don,
The board's not elected by members anymore, as we found out at Collingwood.
Well, and the AFL has a say in the appointment of coaches and whatever else. Say, take North Melbourne, for example. How much they got rid of the whole coaching hierarchy there, they would have had to have been paid out. The AFL would have had to have done that. And don't tell me it hasn't cost them a lot of money putting the new coaching panel together at North Melbourne.
Well,
I mean, Paul Ruiz
that now too.
Beg your pardon?
They've changed that now too, so that if you are a club that's getting any sort of subsidy, you only get a six-month payout. Now, it doesn't matter how long your contract is. Did you know that?
What, the coaches?
Yeah, so now, yeah, coaches can only get a six-month payout regardless of their
hang
contract.
Hang on, there's another show going on
no,
over
it's
here.
No, go, don't get way late. There,
no, oh no, it's very hard to talk. You know, this is... it's your show though, and your everything's your... We'll just go along with whatever
that's
you think.
That's why we're better off talking while he's busy.
Yeah, well, I was speaking to our guest who was
wondering...
And
if I did that or Rod did that,
well,
we would be chastised.
I was being courteous.
We?
Gestational.
Gestational what, mother?
I was being courteous to the non-birthing parent over here. He's a man. Don, can I ask you this?
What's wrong with the wrist?
Yeah, I've got a...
What is wrong
RSI.
With...
Football
what
injury.
Is it?
RSI.
It's his right wrist.
Do you reckon...
RSI.
Yeah, right wrist.
No, right. I don't think R stands for right.
But that is your dominant hand.
I could have LRI. Now, Don,
LSI.
I might go to the AFL Medical Players Association. This is a football injury.
That's the one you used to whack everyone when they'd get in front of you at a boundary throw-in.
Yes.
Yes, and you'd...
Yes.
Wacko on the run-through.
Right, yes. We're doing sport.
No, just, yes.
Is
so
fishing a sport?
So
of
course
it's not.
It's a recreation.
It's an activity.
It's a recreation.
You guys are going fishing.
I'm not.
Now, Rex.
No, I am not going.
Yes, you are.
I rang Rex and I said,
Thank you for
the invitation, but I couldn't handle... The older I get, I can't handle animals.
What, catching fish, getting a hook in a
fish's
mouth?
Well, you see them struggling on the end. You hook them in the mouth and just think of it. How would you like to be hooked in the mouth, pulled up? You're struggling around with this thing.
I don't know how they quantify this, but they say it doesn't hurt a fish having a hook in its mouth.
How would you know?
Exactly. But Don,
I couldn't. I can't do it.
Rex said he rang you up.
I know, and I said, I'm sorry, I can't do it, Rex.
Because you don't like the thought of sticking a hook in a fish's mouth, cruelty. And
then
he said, what are you doing tonight? And you said, I'm going home
fish.
To have some
I
snapper.
I know, it's a contradiction.
Don, you come out fishing with Rex. It'll be an entertaining day.
I've got to give credit to Rex.
Steak, but he doesn't go home and kill cows.
What's that, Rocket?
He eats steak, but it doesn't mean he goes out and kills cows.
I don't eat steak.
Oh, don't you?
Oh, jeez. Don.
But I will give Rex credit because as a kid, he was responsible, one of the people really responsible for getting rid of the...
Abalone and...
No, what are those other things?
Divers.
The boats used to be off rye.
Pippies.
Scallops. Scallop fishing in the bay. That wrecked, dredging the bay wrecked it. The size of the fish, I remember as a kid... As a kid going out, and the flathead would be 200
metres
off.
You'll be coming. He's leaving. We're leaving on next Monday week.
I'm not going.
Why not, Don? Enjoy yourself.
I can't.
Let your hair... You haven't got any. Get out and enjoy. Be communicative with people. Be sort of ebullient.
I have a better conversation with my horses.
And the eagles.
So now it's personal.
So...
What were the horses?
Two things before we get on.
You're having to go at Rex's conversation.
Two things...
There's never a conversation with Rex. He tells you.
Two things, Don, please.
And you tell the horses.
How come? When do you commentate? Do you ever listen to the commentary on golf?
Never watched golf.
Could they think we could move into the 21st century and when there is no such thing as wooden clubs now? You hit a driver or you hit a three metal, which used to be a three wood. They used to make woods out of persimmon. Genuine persimmon trees, wood.
Yeah, the woods back
now
in the 30s.
No,
even the 80s.
The 80s.
My father was playing with woods back in the
50s. You're quite right. Even as late as maybe the 90s, they were using woods. Wood, persimmon.
On a metal shaft.
No, wood, the head.
But it was on a metal shaft.
Yes, but the wood was a piece of wood on the end of it, genuine persimmon wood.
Okay, well,
wood.
The shaft used to be wood too.
It was cane or something, wasn't it?
No, wood.
Fuck.
Bamboo.
So
bamboo.
They used to call them woods because they were woods. Now they're metals. Why don't they call it a three metal or a two metal? They call it a one iron or a two iron. Why don't they call it a three metal? There's no such thing as wooden clubs. So why do they keep using the term wood?
Can I just? This is how ridiculous this is. Do they make iron still out of iron?
What?
What's that?
Are iron still made of out of iron? I doubt it.
Iron? What are you talking about?
Not made out of graphite or something?
No. Well, it might be a mixture.
Okay, so we don't call it a composite.
Well, there's no mixture of wood in a
composite.
Well, there's no wood, not one grain of wood.
Mate,
in
it's
metal.
Called a wood because it's a tradition, and we know exactly what we mean.
It's just it's an anachronism, Don. An anachronism.
I was surfing.
You're an anachronism.
I was surfing the net the other day.
What did you, well, you hang five?
And
did
Victoria,
you hang 10?
No. And I came across something. Victorian Paddle Club. They held their annual Victorian Championships.
Is that an A or an E? Is that an A
paddle,
or an I?
Paddle, P-A-double-D-L-E.
Is it an A or an I?
Paddle Victoria, it's called. And they had the Victorian Championships at Lake Ngambi.
Mm-hmm. It's where they rode the head of the river.
And I was looking through the results. And there's one fellow called Justin Quill.
Quilly! He must have been
now,
chasing.
Hang on, let me
finish.
Must have
been up there chasing skirt.
Let me finish. Let me finish. Justin Quill did not go in a single event. He was in the kayaks, K4s. That means there's four in the canoe. He came first in that. In the K2, third. That's two. I think that was a mixed open K.
Can we explain who Justin Quill is first?
Well, we will get to that.
No, it's best to explain who he is first.
Well, he's a boy from Warrnambool. He's a boy from Warrnambool.
He's a solicitor, a lawyer.
Yes, but he's a boy from
Warrnambool. He represents the news companies in defamation cases, and he is on standby with all the media organisations because he's very, very good, and he represented us in the... In the what?
He failed.
He represented us.
He went to the Catholic College in Warrnambool.
Represented us in the Windmar saga.
And got slaughtered.
And I think, do you think he's on steroids? He's big, isn't he?
Big?
No.
He is big. If you look at the, have you looked at his
he's
shirt?
He's a lawyer, Don. Don't say this stuff about him.
Well, he's abnormal. He's huge in the upper body.
You're alleging he's on
steroids.
Well,
his shirts don't fit around his neck and his shoulders are coming out the side of his suit. I mean, he should have something tailored.
Well, he's
abnormal.
He's very
abnormally
conscious.
Big.
He's very conscious of his physical presence because he's... I think we can possibly say this and this. I think he's a heterosexual and he's after non-binary... gender
neutral
people.
I think he's batting
people.
Above his average in that regard too.
No, not a con. He's very good with the. He's very good talker.
Hang on. Let me finish.
Woo people.
Just let me finish.
Their life.
Now the first two are over 200 meters. Then he goes in the K4 over 500 meters first, and then the men's K2 over 200 meters first. Now, I looked at the... The crew...
Non-birthing parents, K2.
Okay, well, let me just go on and say, I looked at their birth dates of these particular people. I think Justin has forged his birth date, by the way.
It's
I think
another
he's in
libelous
his, he,
statement,
I think he's
Don.
In his 50s, but he's making out he's 47. But he was the oldest in all the crews by about 20 or 30 years.
Don,
so I think he might have been the lightweight in the crew.
You couldn't fabricate your birthday when you're asked to fill in a form to
register.
Well,
you don't know what they do or how they scratch it
out. Was he really the oldest by 20 years?
Oh, and he's won the Victorian Championship. Now he's considering going in the Australian Championship. Is he batting above? Is he got grand illusions?
Well, I would suggest that
delusions.
We should get him on the line.
The boy from Warrnambool Surf Club.
We'll get him on the line next
just
week.
Just for safety's reasons, Don, I'd retract and withdraw the fact that you think he's on steroids if he's going on to a higher competition.
So apologise.
Well,
Don.
I just wondered whether they tested them at the Gambia.
Well,
they probably didn't.
Apologise.
What for?
For making that...
You're withdrawing that statement.
Oh, yes, I'll withdraw it, yes.
Say sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who do I apologise
Quilly.
To?
Sorry, Quilly.
Justin, it was only or just tongue-in-cheek
the Kayak Association of Victoria, otherwise Battle Victoria.
Be, he now, might be representing because himself they against you. He'll
run reputable you competitions. But how does he keep up with the young
Don,
people?
Just a question without notice. What's the difference between a tied test and a drawn test in cricket?
This is so ridiculous. Everyone knows
had
the
me
answer stu- to this.
Had me stumped for a while, but I
told him you'd know this, Don.
Shut up.
I told him you'd know this.
What's the difference between a tied test and a drawn
where
test?
You both, you both...
Come on.
Yeah, have the same amount of runs, I suppose. Or and drawn is they call it off, I suppose. They call
yeah,
it
no,
off.
That's that'll do. That's
yeah,
well
that's
done.
Right. I thought you'd be clearer on that.
No, that's right. It took me a while. Someone said, tied test and a draw. I said, what's the difference? They said, one's where you have the same amount of runs, and the other's where you don't finish the day out because time
yeah,
gets
you. Yeah,
you
run out of time. Yep.
Now, Don, finally... if there's ever, I don't want to, this will create some controversy with people who love it. How in God's name is UFC a sport? You know, the cage fighting.
Oh,
in
that's
the
brutal.
In the hectagon, is it? Octagon?
Hectagon.
I watched two yeah. women belt the living Jesus. Sorry for swearing, blasphemy.
Linda Rousey.
No, yeah. I watched last
Did you
night.
See the bare knuckle stuff?
Honestly. These
but hang
women
on, excuse me,
belted the living shit out of one another.
Ronda Rousey.
No, it's just last night as
no, there was
Linda
a
Ronstadt.
Show.
Broken
no,
nose.
No, her name is Ronda Rousey. There's
I
a
know,
documentary
I've
on
her. I'll show you me interviewing Ronda
right,
Rousey.
That's not going to work.
Okay, well, yeah. She is an athlete.
But did you see the bare knuckle stuff?
I watched well, it, the UFC, and they come out and they disguising how they said, oh, she broke her nose. What a beautiful backhanded knuckle. Buster, and then kicked her in the... seriously, I didn't say kicked her in that. It kicked her in the bloody
what?
Crotch.
The crotch? The no, cogs. No, that's not what it is.
It's a crotch.
No, it is not.
What is
oh,
it?
Oh, Don, we did this 2 weeks ago.
What?
Crotch versus crotch.
No, that's for
the,
male.
You don't have to have the steak and two
both,
veg.
Surely.
It's
you don't have to have the steak and two veg to be a crotch. You can kick a woman in the crotch, I think. I don't think you have to have the paraphernalia there. I think, anyhow, I digress. How is that a sport?
We'll ask
how is that allowed in this day and age where people try and beat the living shit out of one another and they have panels of people that dissect it and say, what a beautiful punch, broke her nose, managed to split her eye open, broke her arm, put the choker hold on her, they had to get the doctors in and put oxygen on them. What a fantastic performance. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. How has it managed to proliferate? Is there anything else on sport, Don? Pardon? Go on, give us one of your final questions out of
I'm
your book.
I'm still waiting and we'll talk about it off
Come
air.
On, last quiz question.
What?
Oh, a quiz question. You want one, a quiz question?
Can I just say this about Ash Barty? What are you looking at? Ash Barty, someone takes her aside. You said that you recognised her talent.
Yes.
Ash Barty, in my opinion.
Yes.
Is a very, very fine person, but she's got to get a bit of grunt into her game.
I think she's got grunt, John.
I don't.
Are you guys carefully choosing this word?
Well, grunt, a little bit of.
No, she's got to be a bit more. Bit more.
Bit of shit in her?
Sounds bit like. Of shit in her.
No, I think she's got it.
Well, she's got to display it to her opponents. It's a
I
game
don't
of bluff
think,
half
no,
the time.
She,
a mix between Yvonne Goolagong and Nick Kyrgios.
I think she's all right.
I think she's, of course she's all right.
Who's got the grunt there?
Well, it's a sort of mix. She's Yvonne Goolagong was nice and placid and calm.
Yeah, but she has. She
got any grunt?
He's got
he
some
gives
grunt.
Up.
No, I'm not talking about giving up. He,
okay.
He's outward display of emotion a little, just to
I
get her up and about.
I wish I didn't know to finish off the segment. You ready? What is a retrograde orgasm?
A big pun?
What is a retrograde orgasm?
Retrograde.
Yeah, retrograde.
Retrograde.
Yeah. What
okay. A. When you orgasm without being touched. B. When semen travels backward into your body. C. An orgasm without an erection. And D. An orgasm in which no semen is ejaculated.
Ejaculated.
So you're going for D?
Hang on, can I, sorry.
Oh, geez, Rodney, you are thick. When he wants to win all of these. I mean, you're unbelievable.
Come on, go again.
Okay. What is a retrograde orgasm? When you orgasm without being touched, got that, Rodney? When semen travels backward into the body, an orgasm without an erection, and D, an orgasm in which no semen is ejaculated.
Well, if you ejaculated and it flowed back into your body, you'd blow the back of your ass out.
Come on, just A, B, C, or D.
I don't know the answer, but based on, you know, like just the definition, if I didn't know this could happen, when it goes back into your body.
Jeez, you've got 3 out of 3. You are
For a man who's celibate, he's going beautifully.
He's unbelievable.
He hasn't had a root since the late 90s, and he knows everything about it.
He's unbelievable. Now, 3 out of 3.
Now, that's just the definition.
Don, this always happens. We've got the attention of our guest who's wondering what he's walked into here. He hasn't heard our very sensible topics, but he's just walked into this and he thought, I'm in the wrong place. But we're going to close this off now. We're coming back with a doctor who is going to discuss a controversial subject which we played last week about a man saying that corona testing and the virus is an absolute hoax. And we'll play that to him and we'll get his response. And we have a number of questions to ask him because he appears, he can tell us, to be an expert.